$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. It's my honor, privilege, and pleasure to introduce to you the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, and thank you folks for tuning in. We really appreciate your loyalty and listening to the stuff we have to talk about. Sometimes I don't know what we're doing here, but...
That's good. Did you have a good week? Was it a tough
week? Well, look, you know, my grandkids live, in the Midwest. And I'd like to send them things, little surprises, little gifts, little packages.
Like, what do you send them? Like, what
I give them things for their hair.
Okay, for the girls.
A brush.
You got two granddaughters
and one grandson. And,
what do you send the grandson?
A train.
So the girls get two things for their hair.
An exploding car.
Teach the kid. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, he gets so great, and he runs outside and then looks at it and then slams it down on the sidewalk.
That's good. Yeah. So anyway, you send him stuff. You send him some stuff
this week? Yeah, I send him stuff. And then I'm anxious because I'm thinking. I know where I've been to the house, and I know where the UPS guy's going to put the package. And I'm thinking, if they're not home, they could be sitting out there for 3 or 4 hours.
There you go.
And a derelict could steal it.
There you go.
People walk off with this stuff all the time, I stopped sending flowers because, this is several years ago, I stopped sending flowers because the flower shops that were near where they lived could not deliver the flowers.
Wow.
They delivered.
So you would call them and they wouldn't get them delivered.
Well, they just say, we can't find that address. It's right down the street. I can find it. I'm in California. How come you can't find it? It's right down the street. I gave them the address. This is a street you go down and do it.
So what did you do? Get the flowers, fly them on a plane, and deliver them yourself?
Well, I said, okay, we'll try to do it. Then I asked my daughter, did you receive the flowers? No, did you? No, I didn't. Believe, haven't received them yet. And then a day or two later, they'll show up at the neighbor's place.
That's it. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but we are going to talk a little bit about this basketball all-star game that I know is going to get you going. So stand by. We got that coming up for you right here in the Sports Lounge with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. One of the dirty secrets about our legal system is that the crazy and the stubborn often win cases. And this is because it's usually just not worth the cost of winning a long fight with a crazy person. This applies in personal relationships as well. If you want to win in the short term, just out-crazy the person you're talking to. But be careful. The costs always get paid. In the relationship context, the cost is the relationship itself. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody that fights like that. It's irrational. A healthy relationship requires work at the give and the take, not dogmatic insistence on being right. Winning by being crazy isn't winning at all. Take it from me, a former divorce lawyer, practice losing sometimes. It's actually good for your relationship. I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. To learn more about our podcast, visit our website, www.together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy 2 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. My buddy, the all-pro defensive end, 2 safeties in 1 game, sultan of safeties, acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Agent X last year, Crisis the year before that, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
And you know the other thing is...
And he's really bent out of shape, if you're just joining us, the All-Star game, 192-182, the final score. And he's a little upset they awarded... a trophy for defensive player of the game.
But you know what it is? The overview of it is they got shoe deals.
Yes.
Along with the salaries.
Yes.
There's not one player on those 30 players on the field, on the court, 15 players aside. Every single one of them is making $30 million apiece. And not one of them will get off their butts and play for the sake of celebrating the great sport that they're paying so exorbitantly for. You know, you show up and if you dunk a couple of balls, then people go crazy. And, you know, there's a lot of kids out there, you know, at the game,
right,
certainly watching the game, and they're emulating these guys. And to me, you know, there's too much money to expect players to care at all about anything that they're not. It's difficult for them to play 82 games.
Right.
It's difficult for them to show up and actually put on a hardcore performance. You know, and I think the true test of the NBA is who plays defense the hardest.
That's true. And
that so should be it.
There's they lay back, so there's a big high scoring game, 192-182, the NBA All-Star game. And then they have the gall to give away a defensive trophy when there's no defense. They just laid back, didn't have anything. You like the old style games. I like the old All-Star games where people got injured in baseball because the American League and National League really cared who won. And now they supposedly should care because in baseball, whoever wins gets home field advantage in the World Series, another stupid rule. And now it's down into the NBA, where this All-Star game is kind of a joke. Nobody cares about it. You think they should cancel it totally?
I believe they should just say, you know, the All-Star game, it's an All-Star break. Have everybody go out and go fishing and come back here in a week, and that should be it. You don't get any money for anything. There's has also been another show, a talk show today, or was it last? Anyway, this last week sometime, there
right.
was a local talk show that said basically the same thing. And they said, why don't you just make the game for charity? Why don't you just say, look, we're going to give everybody $1 million, and half of that money The winning, it goes to a charity of your choice. So charities win out. Now, what's left is $500,000 per player. And would a player play hard for charity and get a $500,000 fee? And the consensus was, that's not enough money.
Unbelievable.
Give them $10 million and maybe they'll play hard. You know, I'm doing this. You got your shoe deals and you've got your salaries, and we're going to take a break in the action for the season. So, you know, just to give people a break, and then you refresh, and there's no excuse to come back lazy. And that should be it. It shouldn't be a game. It shouldn't be an All-Star game. It shouldn't be a pro football, Pro Bowl. That thing should be canceled and collapsed. And Major League Baseball is probably the only game out there, because you're actually pitching. You got to pitch. You can't pitch underhand. You got to pitch. You got to hit. And you got to field. And you got to run out infield hits. And you got to run like you mean it. And so over the weekend, I was thinking about all of this stuff, you know. And coming into this last week, I festered, because, you know, when I played this pro football, when I played that sport, when I was in college, when I was in high school, we didn't have this proliferation of look at me mentality. You didn't have a ESPN following your every move. You don't have a Twitter and a tweet and a Facebook and a, you know, lap gizmo. You don't have all of that stuff now glorifying your every move. And what I found out is, and this is slowly happening over probably the last decade or two, is that I'm getting not to like sports. I'm getting to know that when I turn the game on, it's predictable, the images they're going to show me.
Yep.
The storylines they're going to tell me.
Yep.
There isn't anything about the sport now, like this last football season. It's over. Thank God it was over, because it was just spiraling, due to terminal boredom. It was just being beaten to a pulp by the press and all the people out there. Like I told you before, you know, the people that are broadcasting these games and announcing the Joe Bucks and the Jim Schmims
Schmim.
And his son
Ralph Schmim
and Ralph, the Schmim family, and all these people sitting up there telling us and selling it. Reselling it. It's like they go back in the house, make some more Kool-Aid, come back out, and then talk to you as if you've never seen Kool-Aid before in your life. Then they sell Kool-Aid, then they go back in the house, make some more Kool-Aid, they come back out, and they do the thing. They repeat the same monotony, and they represent it to you as if it is a newfound element in your life that you should have. And they've destroyed the conversation of sports.
Yes. You probably said it best in the Super Bowl. A lot of people saw the Super Bowl when you said that it looked like Atlanta had the game at the beginning. They were running. They were moving. The field was in motion. They were working on the center of the field, and they had the ball less time than the Patriots, but every play was moving the ball forward. They had it going for it, and then something happened. Got a little tired on the defense. They didn't score a lot of points, but the Patriots had the ball longer, and they worked the way to their advantage point. And it's like no one talked about that. They all talked about what a miraculous recovery it was for the Patriots. Nobody talked about the collapse of the Atlanta Falcons. And a colored commentator should be telling you that and making it more interesting for you. That doesn't happen.
That's exactly correct. That color commentator's not doing his job. And it was a Troy Aikman, you know, who will put you to sleep. If you want your kids, you know, to get a good night's sleep,
oh, come on,
just
really?
Turn on his voice.
Really?
Yes, exactly.
Are there books on tape that he reads?
It's beyond anything. You know, he just doesn't say anything. It's all cosmetic. It's empty content is what I'm getting to. And they resell it. This might be the greatest Super Bowl. I'll take the other side of this. I'll bet you it's one of the five worst Super Bowls. You want to know what a great Super Bowl was? The Super Bowl I played in, the Super Bowl 14,
yeah,
when it was 31-19 with the Steelers, and we lost, certainly. But that game, the way that game was played and how the ending shaped up was terrific. It was one of the best Super Bowls. And, you know, I look at all of this stuff, and I don't want to watch it anymore. So what do I do? What do you think
well,
I do?
We might want to go look at some of the Icon channel is showing maybe some repeats of the Great Hunter show. We could tune that in.
Yeah.
Land's End.
Yeah. I heard that NBC had a celebration of great cop shows. For the last 90 years,
they did.
Hunter wasn't mentioned.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Let's go. Come on, Sultan. Let's go in there and block him out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm done.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Yeah, I'll tell him. All right. Thanks for calling. Sorry, that was Mike Piazza calling in. Wanted to make sure.
Oh, I that was the Tom Howler line.
Yes. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the legendary Fred Dreyer, the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. We're talking some sports here today. Now, let's talk about that Super Bowl jersey. They say now the police have now listed the stolen Super Bowl jersey
as a
first-degree felony. As you know, Tom Brady's the quarterback of the New England Patriots, missing his Super Bowl game jersey. It's valued now. They put a valuation on it, which you said was going to happen.
See?
$500,000, according to a Houston police report.
Who came up with that figure?
I don't know.
Here's what else is going to happen.
Yeah.
Are you ready for
it? I'm ready for it.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I told the folks here in America, listening to this show,
listening to the lounge, right? Sports Lounge.
That's right. That, as a joke, that Roger Goodell stole it.
That's what you said.
That's what I said. Okay. Then I said, honestly, I think that ownership, Brady, Belichick, and what's his name? The owner of the team.
Yeah. What's his name? Yeah.
What is his name? I believe we forget his name.
It's a great family.
Yeah. But Kraft.
Yeah, that's right. The Robert Kraft family.
Yeah, the cheese guy.
Cheese guy, yeah.
Yeah. So I think they know where it is. I think they had someone take it, and they're holding it back. They're creating a story that lifts the value, that makes it a rare item, and it's a mysterious thing. What happened to the jersey?
It's
just like Deflategate.
Yeah, Tom Brady, here's what he said, quoting him now. He was at Houston's NRG Stadium. After the game, he said, I put it in the bag, and I came out, and it wasn't there anymore. It's unfortunate because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. That's what he said. Now, if it shows up on eBay somewhere, they're going to nail whoever's got it. I mean, what are you going to do with this
thing? Well, how are you going to designate? You can walk into any NFL store and buy a jersey. And those jerseys look exactly like the one you wear in the game.
They don't smell the same.
Oh, brother.
Come on, he wore it. There's got to be some soil on that, you know.
How are you going to prove that's the game jersey?
DNA. You're Hunter. Come on. I'm talking to the master. The NBC may have forgotten about you, but I don't. Hunter would have had DNA and solved the case immediately. And you know I'm right.
Whose DNA you think it's going to be on there?
I don't know. It could very well be Paul LaDuca's. In case he was there at the games.
He might have been there.
That's all it could be. Yeah, or John Roseboro or Doug Camilli. Okay, so anyway.
And his brother Dolph.
I don't know how we got into this thing. Great major league catches of all time. But anyway, you call this thing on this jersey that it's going to be.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not holding my breath. There's another thing.
Yes.
You've got more energy going into his jersey than you do into the All-Star game here played in New Orleans.
Yeah, because that was 192 to 182.
Yeah, 192. So you have this conversation in this American culture, American sports culture now,
right,
that is so perverted and is so boring and is so meaningless, I can't tell you. Give me a great sports story that's happened in the last year. I don't know. I don't either.
Well, the Super Bowl was kind of interesting, the way that game turned around.
Oh, come on.
No? You don't think it was one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time?
No, I don't.
Well, but I recall you leaving the same group I was at, and you said, this game is over. You didn't get to see it. You were probably, you know, we went shopping or something afterwards.
I saw it. I went to
it was
another.
A great
I
comeback.
Went to another party.
Oh, I didn't want to say that. I was giving you an out.
I went to another party.
But you went there, and so, you know, that was a big deal to get to two-point conversions in a row. That doesn't happen on an occasion, you know? That is not even attempted in a game.
But I couldn't help but see it as the other side of a total unfortunate collapse.
Right.
And you don't want to say, hey, this was such a great game because this team collapsed. They coughed up 25 points. I want it to be 25-25, 25-27 going into the last 4 minutes of the game. That's a great game.
Yeah.
Whoever wins, certainly. But I picked Atlanta, and I don't want to relive all of this stuff, but you have to suffer with the incompetence. But here's another thing that'll answer this for some people.
Okay.
The ownership, the head coach and the ownership of the Atlanta Falcons fired their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator.
Wow.
So does that tell you that they thought it was a great game?
Yeah, no.
No.
That wasn't Steve Sarkisian, was
no.
He gets fired when these things happen like that, when he goes with it. But anyway, yeah, so and that's what I'm saying. Someone did not on Atlanta, and you didn't hear anybody in the broadcast booth talking about this is a breakdown.
Nobody will talk about anything. It's like government. Again, this show has always
– fake sports.
This is government football.
Fake
it's
sports.
Government basketball. It's government sports. That's what this show's about. It is because nobody that the network will hire – that the NFL will hire
right.
to cover their sport, radio and TV, that gets to have that seat, that brand, to speak of and to and for the NFL and to represent its players and the event to the American and world public. None of these people are allowed to talk about what they really think.
That's it.
Or you're fired. I'm telling
See,
you.
I told you Donald Trump would be there because you're fired. But it's true. They're not allowed to do it, and it becomes government football, and that's kind of what this show is all about. You can follow this gentleman on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You got some good posts all the time, Fred, when you got it. And also Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, we always have our email segment sometime in the show. So give him the email, for gosh sakes. He's there waiting for him at Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D. There's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R. There's your Dreyer.
It's two names, right?
Yes, at CRNTalk.com. From our Solar Optimum studios, we continue here with the Sports Lounge with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legend, the all-pro defensive end. They're getting harder to think up here, Mr. Fred Dreyer. So here's the story, Fred Dreyer. They're saying Tony Romo would be a huge upgrade.
Who said that? Who said it?
The Broncos or the Texans? In our sports news here, he's going to be 30. Romo's going to be 37 years old. He's on the backside of his NFL career. And according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, he says the Cowboys will continue to explore trade options for Romo. The current asking price is a mid-round draft pick. Yet they're saying the more likely scenario is that he'll be released from Dallas, leaving the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos as best possible landing spots. He said both would be lucky to get him because Tony Romo has been selected as a Pro Bowl guy four times, ranks fourth in NFL history for career quarterback ratings, only behind Aaron Rodgers. What about the Rams? Shouldn't they get a guy that can teach the
no.
kid? Well, that was a quick no.
No, they don't. What's Tony Romo going to do?
Win a ball game.
Well, you got new coaches. You think new coaches are going to bring in this quarterback
right.
and
you're
turn
right.
him over to the
yeah.
quarterback?
Yeah.
No, they came on board to influence this kid
Goff.
Jared Goff.
Romo ranks fourth in NFL history for career quarterback ratings behind Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and, of course, Tom Brady. So 2014 was his best year in the NFL. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Do you think he would be good for the Broncos or possibly for Houston, for the Texans?
Well, I guess if he stays upright.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, look at him. I mean, he gets broken collarbone, broken back, broken hip, broken knee, broken ankle. You know, I mean, enough. Jerry Jones just say, look, I love you. You're done. See ya. And let him go see if he can make a deal somewhere. And if he does, then good for him. But he's 37. You think suddenly he's going to have a resurgence?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, we have to get to spring training because there's either Florida or there's in Arizona you can go there. Like the White Sox are playing, the Brewers are there, the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Giants. Come on, they're all there. The Mariners, all the West Coast teams are there in Arizona. The East Coasters go down to Florida, not necessarily Vero Beach, but they're around in the Florida area. And so this will be kind of good for people to get together. And the Royals are playing, and we could go, you know. And
the
see,
Royals down
you know,
there?
White Sox are the Cubs are playing in Arizona. There's a lot of stuff going on. I like the old days when the Cubs played in Palm Springs And so did the Angels. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Training camp.
They had Don Hassey. Wasn't Don Hassey the manager down there?
He could have been. I'll give you a free catcher because this guy played all positions in a game one time. He could say can't be Campaneris. He was catcher for at least.
He played nine
inning.
Positions.
Yes, he did. Remember, he pitched
all at once. That's how. That's how fast he was. No, it's true. Look it up.
They had a Campy Campaneris game, and he played every position.
He played every position,
and each inning he switched to another position.
What was the first position he started on?
I think it's shortstop. Wasn't
I think
that
he
was,
I think he started off as catcher.
Did he really?
I think
oh,
he did.
I think, that's good.
And then he ended up in on a pitcher's mound. He went catcher, left field, center field. Then he went third base.
Amazing thing. He pitched so well, he became the seventh inning setup man for the team.
He did, yeah.
Right behind Eric Gagne. Are they going to play that music for Eric Gagne when he comes in for the Dodgers again?
Yeah, what, Wild One? What
yeah.
is it?
Lights Out or Wild One?
No, that was Vinny.
Yeah. Was Vinny Lights?
That's what Vinny was saying.
Saying that.
Lights Out. Game over. That's what it was.
Follow this guy. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email, for God's sake, send him an email. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer.
Send me a list of catchers so I can use it here on the.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. I think I got more catchers than you.
Well,
just took a little thought process.
I've got a list at home.
Yeah, bring them in.
You're going to get it next time.
Get them on the show next time. We'll be good.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates, too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
To celebrate Pizza Hut's 50% off pizzas deal,
we're splitting the voiceover.
50-50. That's half off
all menu-priced pizzas when you order online.
Which is my line.
Like Supreme.
Or Meat Lovers.
Really?
Get 50% off all Pizza Hut pizzas.
For a limited time.
Limit your time.
Order now at pizzahut.com.
No one
out pizzas the Hut. Ask or click for this limited time offer. Product availability, combinability of discounts, prices, and participation may vary. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Thanks for the save.
Don't mention it.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
spend your weekends in the lounge. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, coming to you over CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, Sports Byline. Glad to have everybody on board. The true star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end, the football legend, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Oh, let's see. Let me look at my Rolodex now and see what other sport is wallowing and ready to be snuffed out by your boot heel.
Baseball? What do you think about baseball? Oh. Pitch count sort of destroys that for me.
You know, they're looking to speed the game up. It's what they're trying to do, right?
Right.
Well, here's why it used to be no problem how fast the game was. Less commercials.
Really?
Yes.
So less
commercials. 2 hours and 15 minutes was a Major League Baseball game. Televised.
Wow.
So now we got it 4 hours, and now they're going to go, instead of doing what they should do and cutting the season down by 20 games and getting rid of all of these commercial breaks.
Yep.
You know, they can't wait to cut to a commercial. I was watching, this last year, the Cub-Dodger series. The Cubs and the Indian World Series. And it was a great series, certainly. And they couldn't wait. TV could not wait to cut to a commercial after a manager went to the mound. Oh, here comes Joe Maddon. He comes up on the top step, and they cut to a commercial. And then they come back, and there's another pitcher on the mound, and he's warming up.
What happened?
That's exactly correct. I mean, they can't wait to get you out of the game.
Got to get those commercials
in
there,
Fred. And there's a guy, I don't know how many times this has happened as well.
Yeah.
A pitcher is pitching a three-hitter, a shutout, and he's just come back from a Tommy John surgery.
Right.
He's never been expected to pitch again.
Here he is going to pitch.
And here he is. And so now his team has scored 6 runs. He's up 6-0. And it's the 7th inning. And here comes the manager. The home team is just going crazy. The fans are standing up because they just said, oh, what a great effort it was. Cut. Commercial. And they lose the moment.
They lose the drama
of the story of this pitcher.
You got to get the commercials, and I'm thinking maybe
you got to get them in.
Maybe you and I could come up with something for the networks where, let's say this: the pitcher, you look him, he's getting the sign, and you see that, and you see him looking at the batter, and you see the batter glaring at him, and then there's a period of time when the pitcher goes into a windup and releases the ball. What if we had like 5 or 10 second commercials so we could cut away to when the pitcher releases the ball
and
so
squeeze
it could be
one
a
in?
Quick little eat at Joe's, it's free food today, and then you see the batter swing and miss or hit the ball. What do you think about that?
I'm all for it.
Are you?
And if you give that
to the Schlemmel family that does the play,
you know, as he like, winds up and delivers and
bingo.
It's eat at Joe's, strike two.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to squeeze one in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm all for it. Write it down. Yeah, here's a pen.
So baseball, you know, it's lost a little of its luster with, you know, the pitch count. And so here's the deal. We were doing a little show prep here before. You're telling me that Eric Gagne is returning to the Dodgers. Like, how old is Eric Gagne?
41.
41, and he's coming back. And what, they say he's in good shape?
Well, he says he's in good shape, and so did the catcher that was catching him as he was loosening and
who
warming
was that,
up.
Del Crandall?
I have no idea.
You don't know who the catcher was?
No, I think it was Smokey Burgess.
Smokey Burgess. Thank you.
They went to the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania baseball hall. He's 96.
Smokey Burgess.
Smokey, what do you? Smokey, want to catch Gagne?
I kind of like Joe Pignatano. I thought he always was a pretty good backup catcher, and he might have been the guy catching.
He's all good. He was all right. Of course, Yogi's not here.
Yogi was that. He'd get him. That was an easy one. Come on, that was too easy. I got Joe Pignatano. Anyway, so here's why I think Gagne may make it, because the way a team wins in baseball now is it's not the main – yeah, you got to have a good starting lineup, but it's not the starting pitching. They only pitch 5 innings. You got to have a 6th-inning guy, a 7th-inning guy, an 8th, and a 9th, and maybe Gagne can pitch every day and smoke them for 1 inning and get them going, because you don't want to make them longer than that. And then the 7th-inning guy can come over. You got 4 chances of somebody having blown a game for you, but if they don't, you could win a championship. And that's what you got to do now. Nobody's going to pitch 2 innings out of the bullpen. Hardly at all.
Well, except if it was the eighth one inning, if it was two out in the eighth inning,
yeah,
and the guy would come in for 4 outs, Well, that's closer.
That's only if Tom Haller was catching.
Tom Haller.
Yeah. There you go. Give me another. Come on. You can give me a break to think.
Gus Bell.
Oh, that's a real tough one.
Cincinnati Gus Bell.
That's a toughie right there.
Boy, oh, Steve Yeager.
Yeah, there's Steve Yeager over there. You got Johnny Roseboro. You got some of those. That's easy.
Yeah, you got Rosie.
There should be some other good ones. Come on.
If you'll find a couple underneath that page.
I'll take a look over there and see who I've got here. That's good. Okay, we got a little quick break. Stations identify themselves. More in the lounge. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer.
Bob Rogers.
CRTalk.com. I like that mustard. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And Fred, during that break, I took a call from my good friend Del Crandall.
Ah.
Del Crandall, who, of course, was talking about catching
he
something.
He lives next door to Bob Fosse down there.
Bob Fosse. Stop! Welcome back to the show. So we're going to go to spring training. This guy that I know says Dick Summer, who is a big-time legendary broadcaster in Boston, is going down to Florida because he's a big Mets fan, even though he's in the Boston area. He likes the Mets, lacks the National League because he doesn't like the designated hitter rule. And I'm thinking we should go to spring training and see what's going on. Check out Eric Gagne.
I wonder if we'll see Jose Posada down there.
Would you just stop? Okay, that's enough now. So, take it easy. I had Joe Ferguson on the line here. You got a little name mentioned there. Got to make sure we take care of that. All right. So let's talk a little more basketball because there's some big changes. And, we do this show out of Hollywood, so we hear a lot of the news. But big changes at the Lakers. And I think I've been telling you this all along. I love Jeannie Buss. She has flexed her wings, and she's taken control of the Los Angeles Lakers. And you mark my words, this team is going to turn around. What are your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Why do you say that?
Because she has in her very makeup, in her genes, she is the person that wants to win. She is competitive. She's had to try harder all her life because she's a woman. And I will tell you, it takes a little tougher, especially in the sports world, to be able to do your job. And she's taken jobs that her dad, the great legendary Dr. Buss, gave her with running the L.A. Strings. And that tennis team was great. She did the Lasers, and that was great. She always had the odd jobs. She had brothers that were kind of given their opportunities, and they have not done a good job. That Jim Buss has almost destroyed the Lakers.
I've seen enough of the baseball caps.
Yeah.
That guy weighs
all the time.
He sleeps in one.
I'm telling you, she is going to come in with a class act, and she's going to turn it around. And you got Magic Johnson back. Now, he was there before as a coach and kind of like threw his hat in the ring and said, forget it, these guys aren't going to listen to me.
No, but now with him judge him
being
that.
The president, I think he can look at some deals. Now, there are other people. They could have gotten back, what's his name?
Jerry West.
They could have brought back. But I'm telling you, I think Magic will be okay, and I think we'll see what happens. Jeannie Buss is going to run the show. People don't turn out. She's going to move along. That's my thought. What are your thoughts on this now?
Well, they could have hired Carlos Ruiz. You know,
catcher, but he's a catcher.
Here's the deal.
Oh boy,
I'm
telling you right now, Roy Campanella is going to be very upset with you.
Well,
yeah, right ahead.
You know,
come on with the story.
I'm about six ahead of you, by the way.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I've been keeping score
we're
over
going
here.
Tit for tat on
I've
this
been
thing
keeping
here.
Score.
Let me tell you that. That's good.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the Lakers.
Do they have a catcher on their team?
No, we're talking about Jeannie Buss taking over this squad and making a difference.
I'm sure that, I've been asking this very question. How can an organization, in the face of signing that guy from Phoenix, that guard, Nash.
Right.
They signed him. They gave Kobe way too much money for the last couple of years of his life, of his contract. This team was suffering terribly. They hired the wrong coach, D'Antoni, the guy Brown before him.
Right.
They consistently behaved as if they owed it to Kobe. They put this team in on the brink of where it is right now. They're the ones that sent this team cascading into oblivion because they didn't want to upset Kobe. They had to tell Kobe, we can't rebuild. We don't want to rebuild in the last part of your contract. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay you off to let you know we mean no harm, but we're just going to do a patchwork deal. We're going to go get Nash. We're going to go get that coach. And then we're going to go get somebody here who you'll approve of. And in doing so, the incompetence of that organization, the lack of leadership, Jerry West would have never done that. Jerry Buss would have never done that. And what happens? You're stuck with a roster of empty bodies. You don't have a coach that if you're telling me D'Antoni was right to come in, who has a philosophy of running the basketball with a bunch of broken down people, you can't, and nobody in this sports industry here, and certainly in LA, ever stopped to ask the questions of management. Why are you doing these things when you're bringing coaches in here and you don't have the players to play this type of deal? So the point is,
you got to communicate.
Well, here we are now, and now it cost Mitch his job. Well, Mitch wasn't the one that decided to hire that coach. He's not the one that decided to give Kobe all that money. And so my question is how much of this, okay, we screwed this whole thing up, but somebody now has to pay for it. Why doesn't she just bring Mitch and everybody else out and simply say, hey, look, I screwed this thing up. We should have never done the following things. And everything that management did, not coaches, the players that were there that they put on there was the management's problem. And so what you're stuck with now is the residue of bad management. And so what management does, they come in and they fire management.
Well, they do. And if you want to comment on this, you can go ahead and email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And you can also follow him on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer will do the job for you. Now, that all being said, The management's not doing that stuff, and I'm telling you, it's a shame that you have to go through these things. But it's a different family makeup. Jeannie Buss is going to come in there and make a difference and make things work. I'm telling you that.
Well, look, let's hope so. But what's past is prologue, isn't it? And everything that's gone on in the past, it gives you the foundation to go forward. To hire D'Antoni and Brown and. Byron Scott, when they brought Byron Scott in, I said, what are they doing?
Well, they should have.
That's mismanagement.
Should have brought in Elston Howard. And then they might have had somebody who could actually assess the situation.
Well, you know how I say.
What's that?
You got to.
Think about it. call Gus Trianos while you're sitting there and figure
Gus
out what's going on.
I'm talking. And you're over there writing down catcher names.
I wasn't. You didn't see me write any down.
Yeah. You have the catcher. You have the
Johnny Bench was looking over my shoulder, and he said, "Don't forget to mention."
You have the catcher's manual over there.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Final segment here on the Sports Lounge with yours truly, Michael Hornan, the star of our program, the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro defensive end, the greatest NBC crime drama of all time. I'm talking about the star of Hunter, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Thank you, folks, for bearing with us here. We're closing the show out, so we're going to miss you.
This guy, Ken, that said he was watching the 90th anniversary special on NBC was just, I don't want to say what he said here, but he's ticked off. He said that
I am now, too.
That they did not once mention Hunter. It was like 7 years and number one in its time slot, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were up in top 10 for a long time there, and I'm surprised that we don't get a nod as being not only a NBC show, but a great NBC show.
Ken says both you and Stephanie Kramer were nothing short of excellent, and the late, great Charles Hallahan is the best captain.
Charlie was the best.
He was the best captain, wasn't he?
He was the best.
He put up with you.
He was a great guy.
Yeah. And he says, I don't understand. He says, I don't know. So if you're watching like I am, please let me know if I missed something that commemorated and talked about you and McCall. Otherwise, I'm right now extremely disappointed in NBC for not giving Hunter any type of consideration. I agree.
They should write the network.
That's true. If you were upset that Hunter was on, I mean, it was a big deal for NBC to do that. And that was
a
show that was on seven seasons on NBC. Come on.
Yep. We did over 160 shows.
You know what you should have done on the last episode? You should have thrown out. You should have thrown some of the suits off the building tops from NBC.
Now that's a very insightful gag.
You think so?
Oh, sure.
Just toss them right off there. Since we're talking about it, I mean, I think they could bring Hunter back this time. You're kind of like the heady guy that figures things out, and maybe there's some young whippersnapper that throws people off the roof, and then you say, "No, here's how you do it," and you show them how it's done.
How about if I come back in a wheelchair and I just follow people and just harangue them like an old Jewish uncle?
No.
You shouldn't do that. Get in the squad car. Come on.
Get out of my way, you kid. Can't you see I'm trying to
get on the roof. I want to throw you off the roof.
I want to remind you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Drop that rye bread. Hunter wants you to drop the rye bread. Get into the squad car.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.